People generally just want to be left alone and they want to make their own decisions.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Roger Custer. He's the head of America's Future Foundation, AFF. Thanks for talking to us, Roger.
Thanks for having me.
AFF is designed to bring together libertarian and conservative young professionals. What about that? What are you interested in, and what do you do?
Well, our mission is to identify and develop young professional leaders for liberty. And what that means is we're the next step in the movement after students go to Students for Liberty or FEE or Young America's Foundation or ISI or Institute for Humane Studies or one of the
Symbionese
many,
Liberation Army
student groups around. And so they graduate, they're starting their careers, they're starting their families, and they're still looking for ideas and solutions, especially as they become taxpayers and fully functioning citizens, independent of the parents, and no longer students. So we're the group that they can come to.
And you've got, I mean, you're headquartered in D.C., but you've got chapters all over the country. Where are the big cities that where you're busting out, and what's your total reach at this point?
All right, since 2007, we've expanded beyond D.C. Our largest chapters are in Chicago, Atlanta, and Dallas, but we're also in 9 other cities, and we're looking for new leaders in additional cities to bring these ideas and reach young professionals with the ideas of liberty.
And you've got, what, about 5,000 members around the country?
Right, around the country.
Yeah. Talk about, I've been to your events, but for people who haven't, what's a typical event for AFF?
Our events are at bars and restaurants. They're accessible to new people who just want to learn about these different ideas. We usually have a guest speaker or a panel discussion. Sometimes it's even a debate between conservatives and libertarians on some of the issues where we have differences.
What are the issues that are most important to millennials these days, as you guys see it?
I think the jobs and the economy are the most important issue, because people are graduating from college and they're underemployed or they're unemployed, and it's just hard to find a job. A lot of them move home with their parents because under Obama's economy, there are not a whole lot of new jobs and there are not incentives to create new businesses, especially in new states where there's all kinds of new regulations.
Let me ask you this. I mean, historically, conservatives and libertarians have gotten along pretty well, but there's always points of friction. I know I'm sometimes called in at AFF meetings to be like, okay, bring in the insane libertarian point of view, and we'll mix it up. But how are conservatives and libertarians getting along now? What are the big overlaps, and then what are kind of the friction points?
Well, I think the economic areas are where we overlap the most, and we agree that larger government, unconstitutional spending, unsustainable government programs are not the solution. And that's where we have the widest agreement. That's where we focus most of our energies. And then you get to the more social issues, where there's less agreement. And I think we discuss those occasionally. People generally just want to be left alone, and they want to make their own decisions, whether that means regulation or a program at the state level as opposed to the federal level, or just being left alone in general. Like, I really like Grover Norquist's book, Leave Us Alone, where if you want to go to church all day, you want to get the government out of that. If you want to shoot your guns all day, you want to get the government out of that. If you want to have parties at your house,
what kind of parties that have pot? you're coming out in favor of massive pot parties after church, but before the shooting, right?
Right, but it's just more up to the individual
to
make these decisions and not Washington,
are
D.C.
Are you, as a member of the broadly defined kind of freedom movement, the liberty movement, are you optimistic? I mean, because this is the worst economy, you know, arguably. I mean, it's been a long-standing bad economy going back to when Bush was still in office. In a lot of ways, in your adult life or your professional life, all you and AFF people have seen is kind of a bum economy. Are you optimistic that things will turn around? Or, and if so, what's going to be the trigger point that changes things?
Go. I am optimistic. And the reason is because we've seen tangible changes at the state level. And that's why we've expanded our programs there. I mean, who would have thought that Michigan would have passed a right-to-work reforms in a state that where they didn't think that was possible?
Right. It exemplifies kind of a union workforce in many ways.
Yeah. That, and in a lot of these states, there are legislatures that are enacting policies that are for economic growth, that are for more freedom. Voters in different states have decided that they want more freedom, whether it's in marriage or in marijuana or in other areas. And so I do see optimism because those changes are coming from the states. You even have this discussion of having a new constitutional convention to try to look at some of these ways that the 10th Amendment is being mowed over by the federal government. And so that does give me optimism, although I'm pretty pessimistic that the U.S. Congress and the executive branch are going to make the changes that will give us a sustainable future of freedom.
Well, we will leave it there. Thank you, Roger. We've been talking with Roger Custer of America's Future Foundation. AFF, look it up online and check out their meetings in a city near you. Thanks so much, Roger.
Thanks for having me.